The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. Today, we have a special guest, one of my favorites.
From Potomac.
Potomac. Neka Ehem. Welcome.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. Before we even get started, you guys, if you are looking to start dating, you have to go to Hello Africa. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, Hello Africa is focused on community. And, you know, growing up in the Midwest, you know, it was hard to find other Africans in the diaspora for like dating, for food, for events. So I created a platform where other Africans in diaspora can connect with each other. And also people who like African culture, music, events can also connect with people as well. So it's available in the Apple Store and also in Google Play.
And you also have a sparkling wine?
Yes, it's coming out soon. So everyone should stand by. It's called Bido. And in my native language of Igbo, that means to start or begin. And I named it that because, you know, people can change professions. They can change ventures at any point in time. And I don't think it's too late to start a new beginning.
New beginning. Speaking of new beginnings, this is your first season on Potomac.
Yes.
Overall, how do you feel it went?
It was madness. You know, I can be real with you guys because you guys know it was just absolute madness. I had no clue what I was getting myself into with all the fractures in the group and issues that just predated me and just being thrown in there. It was chaos. But I still have really great relationships with the ladies, and I was able to kind of build those relationships in spite of the chaos.
Did you ever think that you and Wendy would not bond?
Not at all. Not at all. That was.
Can you give us backstory? We need take us way back, because to us it seems like Ashley kind of started it by saying things that you didn't actually say. But give us back to like off camera stuff and what led us to today.
Yeah. So when I was still in the casting process, Wendy's older sister Ivy contacted Lebe, who's my cousin-in-law, and had some issues about me joining the cast and allegedly using her name. And there were two phone calls that took place on April 2nd and April 4th. And I wasn't.
Receipts, pretty. Timeline.
Proof. That's all that matters when you're bringing up these things. You need facts. So I have the receipts and timelines. And I wasn't made aware of this. You know, my in-law hoped that they were just angry and that like it would blow over. And then on April 7th, which is Good Friday, she received a phone call from their mother, and it was not a pleasant phone call, and she freaked out. So that's when she notified me of what was going on. And by the 7th, I had already finished all the casting, test shoots, all that stuff, and was on my way to be casted.
So Wendy did not want you on the show.
She was her and her family were really upset that I was joining the cast. Yes, they did not want me.
But
there.
Why? Like, what is the reasoning behind this?
I am still trying to figure it out. So I just stopped. I stopped.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Wow. Like, that's what I'm trying to understand. Like, had you guys ever had any kind of issues before, or is this solely because she wanted to hold this one spot in Potomac and felt like you're,
I mean, it's not like you like slept with her man or something. Like, this is ridiculous. I couldn't even imagine, as many years I've been on the show, that I'd be like trying to stop somebody from getting cast.
But also that you don't know.
That I don't know.
Yeah, no, I've met her a few times. I met her at an event. It was a concert, but it was like the VIP section of a concert. It's maybe 10 to 20 people max.
Yeah.
And I didn't just meet her. I was introduced to her. So it was vetted. It was a vetted communication. And I thought she was very nice and she was friendly. And I walked off that conversation thinking she was a nice person. And then I saw her again at a birthday party. I was going to the restroom. She and her husband were walking down the hallway and I just didn't get good vibes. So I just kind of went about my business and went to the restroom. Next time I see her is Ashley's housewarming.
Okay. So that makes sense. And then also sometimes, you know, in the casting process, I know for myself, Tamara was so long ago. Like, I mean, I don't even know how they did it.
They
then.
Just pulled me out from under the rock.
Yeah. They're like, we'll take her.
But for me, they did say like, do you know, which of the women have you met? Who do you know? Is that what she meant by using her name? Like, did you say I've met Wendy, or what did you say that your relationship was with her?
Yeah. So I've always been really transparent in everything I've said on camera. So when asked about the ladies in the group, I said, I don't know her. I've met her before and she's nice. But she's really good friends with my in-law. She's a family friend with my in-law, but I don't know her, but I personally don't know her. And that's the truth. So that's all I said. No one left the conversation thinking that I knew her.
And now I'm trying to remember, when you came on, who are we led to believe, or who are you brought in through?
Is it Ashley Darby?
Yeah.
Okay. So through Ashley. All right. So was production wanting Wendy to be the one to bring you into the group, do you think?
You know, that would make sense. And some things, you know, the reunion will shed some light on some things. But again, you guys know, at this point, when I'm just casting and having conversations, I don't know what's going on internally. So yeah. I don't know what conversations took place surrounding that, but I think more light will be shed at the reunion regarding that.
Since you did know Ashley prior, do you wish she would have stood up for you a little bit more this season?
A little bit. And I feel like she doesn't want to get in the middle of it. And that's why I never told her to begin with. Because I didn't want to put her in an uncomfortable situation. And when I met Robin at Ashley's housewarming, Robin has a very genuine and honest spirit. Like, I knew.
See, I told y'all, yeah. I love her.
Yes.
She's very down to earth.
Yes. And so I instantly felt connected to Robin. And then also when I first met them, she was over here talking about all types of stuff going on with Juan and all this stuff. So she was very transparent. So I knew I could talk to her and she would give me feedback in terms of how to move forward with what was going on. Because at the housewarming, I wasn't even sure if I was going to come out with it. I was planning on just like moving on and somehow ignoring it. But the level of uncomfortableness that I felt there and like the fake niceness, I was like, okay, I know I'm going to have to say something.
Well, do you think Wendy, because this is what I get, and Wendy's one of the only women that I haven't actually met at BravoCon. Like, maybe I've met her, but I've never hung out with her, so I don't have any basis other than what I'm watching on the show. It almost seems like she gives the air that she's better than everybody else.
1,000%.
And that's my issue. Like, we're all assholes. We're all here for a reason. Like, we're all doing what we got to do. But like, no, if you're willing to do a reality television show, you ain't better than anybody else.
Well, that's why I was getting so angry when you would sit down with her and talk. I just felt like she was looking down at you and she acted like she was so much better than you.
You know what? I really went to that sit down with a genuine heart and open heart to just have an understanding and move forward, because I'm actually really over all of it. And I really don't like how the delivery came across at Pickleball. And I've said that on camera and I've said that a million times. I do wish that I would have like been able to pull her to the side as I intended. But that goes back to Ashley, right? Ashley made up that thing about the article.
Well, Ashley was delivering some wrong information.
Some bad
information. Ashley be lying. Yeah, Ashley be lying.
I don't know how anyone can be lying on Potomac
at this point.
How anybody can stay mad at you, NECA, because your voice is so soothing.
Aww, I
love hearing it. I always say that. It's just so soothing. I just want to hear her talk.
I was at the post office last week and someone came up to me and was like, I heard your voice. Are you NECA from Potomac?
Totally. I've had that happen to me in Target before. And I'm like, I don't have that.
But mine is not in a complimentary tone. It's like jump scare.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
So I know you don't have any, you can't give us any actual facts on this.
But she's still going to ask you.
No, I'm just going to say, what would your thoughts be if this was the truth? We heard a rumor that Robin won't be returning. And Robin normally always texts me back. And let me check, but I'm pretty sure I still haven't gotten a response.
Oh, goodness. You know, I genuinely and sincerely love Robin. She is a phenomenal person. And she's a great friend. You know, when I started this process, she called me and was like, girl, let me give you the 411 on all this stuff. So she really like educated me on how things work. And she was just really a good person to me. And when we started airing, she would text me every weekend. Are you okay? Are you prepared? You know, she really just wanted to make sure I had a smooth transition. I think she's great TV. I think she's hilarious. And she had a really good season, in my opinion. And also, I think she did exceptionally well at the reunion. So I don't know what's true or false, but I think it'd be wise to keep her. She's great TV.
What do you think about Juan?
I like Juan a lot. And, you know, I think he's a gentleman and I think he's also super friendly because our first event as a couple, my husband and I went to pickleball. Juan, obviously.
Super friendly when you say Juan and your female is a little tricky around.
Well, now
parts.
I'm trying to tie in where it doesn't relate to me. Okay. He saw my husband and I come to pickleball as our first couples event. And he got out the car, went up to my husband, welcomed him, gave him a hug and a handshake, and really just welcomed him into the group.
That's
and
nice.
I thought that was really big of him.
why we are talking about pickleball, what really happened with your husband and Eddie? Because that was confusing to me too.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Okay, so this all goes back to the phone calls that my cousin-in-law received, right? April 2nd, April 4th, and then from the mother on April 7th. So
I love the dates. Honestly, never loved anything more. Like, I could get off on this.
So between that time period, the day after the mother called on the 7th, Eddie unfollowed my husband from Facebook. And they're familiar with each other because they went to the University of Maryland College Park together. And not only were they just in a big school together, they were in like a private African student
association. But how did he know that he unfollowed him?
And how long were they? How long was he following him?
For years, like since
years.
Like,
okay.
Facebook was Facebook.
It wasn't like, hey, I'm on the show, I'm going to follow you. Then it's like, hey, I'm on the show, I don't like you.
No. And following. Here's why I think it's really tricky, and it's hilarious that we even know. It's because while we were doing this whole casting and, you know, production stuff, my husband was like, oh, you know, we're going to be on the same show with Wendy and Eddie. You know, Eddie and I go back in the day to College Park. And he made a joke about it. It was like back when Facebook was Facebook, back when you actually have a college like email address to get on. Yeah. And then I just like laughed about it. And he sent me a screenshot and we were laughing. That's how I knew at the end of
that
the
he originally followed him.
Yes.
Also, what kind of like power move is to unfollow somebody from Facebook? I got to be honest, I haven't logged on to my own Facebook. It's one thing on Instagram to unfollow and follow, but like Facebook, like, are you 182 years old?
I wouldn't even know if somebody unfollowed me on Facebook.
Like, hold on, let me pull up my MySpace account and see who my top four are. This is insanity.
You know, I thought it was pretty odd, but I think it's just an effort to deny association and all of that stuff. But, you know, it doesn't matter to us really because we weren't coming there to use them for anything, to leverage anything. It was literally just, we wanted to do the show to show our lives and meet new people because I just recently moved to this Potomac area and I'm a social person. So it wasn't, we were taken back by it. We were.
Yeah. We saw that Candace is leaving the show. She publicly announced it. So you're allowed to comment on it.
Yes.
Were you surprised by this decision? Do you think it was things that happened from the reunion? Or do you think that this is why she was 1 foot out, 1 foot in the entire season?
You know, I was shocked to see her announcement. And, you know, Candace and I are on good terms. We've maintained a pretty good relationship throughout the season. And we've talked a little bit more since we wrapped. And we've become, I think, a little bit closer. I got a different version of Candace once the cameras went down. A good version, right? So yeah. We were definitely growing. I think she has a lot of opportunities coming her way. So I think she'll be okay. But I was surprised to see that she decided to go on.
Yeah, well, she's so talented and she's talked about it off season, you know, since you guys stopped filming, that she wants to pursue her music career. And I would imagine pursuing a music career and filming Housewives is pretty difficult.
It is. It is. And also like her wanting to become a mother, like that's a whole journey.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, who do you think is going to become a mother first?
Probably.
Can you do us a favor and stand up real quick?
I'm not pregnant. So I moved on to IVF. And I will say those treatments have been a nightmare. I never realized how many injections you have to do, how many hormones you're pumping into your body, how it impacts you mentally and physically. I've gained so much weight from all this stuff. And it's just a journey I never thought I'd ever have to go
through. Is this the same thing Candace is doing, IVF?
Well, Candace already did it. Candace has 6 embryos just waiting for her to insert in her uterus.
Gotcha.
So I had multiple rounds of IVF and false pregnancies and did all the steroids, did all the medication. So like, I completely know how difficult it can be. And especially my guess by knowing your dates, time, all the things that you know, is for somebody like us who like to control things and make sure that everything is a certain way and not being able to control this is so hard.
Yeah.
So I want to like give you love and support. And nothing pissed me off more than when people are like, just relax. And when you're ready, it'll happen. Like, it gave me freaking rage. I would have another miscarriage or this would happen. But like, truly.
Now you're scaring her.
No, I just want to tell her.
I can feel I can understand what she's saying. And it really is hard. And people saying it'll happen naturally is just don't say it. Because
just it pisses you off.
Yeah, because like, a lot of times it doesn't happen naturally.
But also like, it's okay. And it's going to take time. But like, I remember my doctor even saying to me, All right, Teddy, this is the last time we're going to do this. Like, you're going to take a break after this and this fear. And then finally, I just went, and like, I didn't do the 5,000 tests, and I was, you know, and it was the time that I got pregnant. So there is something tied to it, tied to like that nervous energy that I carried.
But
for
this
so
was
long.
This with your last one, though?
Dove, I got pregnant naturally, but Cruise and Slate were IVF, and I had probably 5 miscarriages before I had him.
Oh goodness, I'm so sad.
The next thing that we need to get to is one of my Instagram posts, which was about being in the room while you were in, husband was whacking off. They never gave me that option. Thank God.
Maybe Edwin didn't want you in the room.
No,
it would have been better if I wasn't in the room. Well, maybe, actually, you know what? Because he wanted to actually violate the rules. The woman's like, no saliva, no lotion, no this and that. And I'm glad I was there to patrol it. I'm like, no, you can't. No.
Did I not hear you say, hurry up?
Did you hear you say, hurry up? Hurry up. Like, that's me on a daily basis.
Hurry up. Are you done yet?
I did say hurry up because, you know, I feel like people are waiting for us and the pressure is just like on 10.
Did we not see the camera guys too, chuckling and laughing?
How many minutes are we in? That's what I need to know, because like I needed a time lapse.
Because we know it was edited down.
Right. I think we were in there for like at least 10 minutes.
That's not too
bad.
So
what did you do? Give a handy?
Oh God, Teddy.
I
watched.
Yes. No, I think it was both of us trying to figure out how to make it work considering we had no resources.
Yeah, you can't have lube.
Saliva.
You can't have lube. You can't
show
have
your
saliva.
Titties.
The titties came out.
The titties came out. And the pressure of knowing the camera's on the other side of the door.
But I wasn't intelligent enough to remember my mic was on.
What? Here's the thing. There's going to be highs and lows, but I do think that opened an interesting topic that so many of us have gone through, because I was like, shit, nobody offered to me to go in there with Edwin. I was like, go get your shit done and I'll be over here. Like, and then I was like, oh, should I have offered? Was that a thing?
Well, you know, Teddy, you're the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, it worked out either way. You have your wonderful, beautiful kids, so...
Well, we are here if you need anything at all.
Oh my God. Can we talk about the shrine a little bit? Heard about it all season long. Can you just tell us your side of the story? And have you spoken to Wendy's mom about it?
You know, I've never had a relationship with her mother, so I don't know that there would be any dialogue. You know, I do feel bad that you guys had to deal with that, because, you know, I did see the feedback that people are upset that they have to watch this thing on TV, and it's just, you know, upsetting.
At least it wasn't about esophagus like in Beverly Hills, so we're good.
Hold on, who said who did crack? Remember that happened?
Yes,
too?
I was told that I do crack, which I do not. I can state proudly. Yeah, she
that's
said
a very
that.
Serious statement.
Of all the things, how did you even respond to that? Like, you were just like, meh.
It's just, I don't give a reaction to lies. And to me, that was just such a blatant lie and a reach that that's all you can come up with. And like, I actually am a licensed attorney. I'm licensed in 3 jurisdictions. So to make that type of allegation, it's more than allegation, it's a defamatory statement. So severe that the court calls it a defamation per se, meaning that if you made that statement, I don't have to even prove damages.
Oh, I know what that means.
You know, right? So to maliciously just say that was just a lot. And I didn't have a response, because it was just very incorrect. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. When it comes to Levy, given the chance to show any receipts she may have had on camera,
Was she able to?
Where do we stand with this? What's the update?
What type of receipts? So, I mean, there are some receipts that can't be utilized for various reasons. But I mean, she has the phone records. The mother did state that she made a phone call to her, right? And she said that she wanted to communicate that it's easier to make an enemy than a friend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have an admission there. But in terms of like the topic of the shrine, like I never intended it to be a thing. It was more so just like me letting everyone know what happened. And just kind of went haywire. And I understand why people found it to be a sensitive topic. And I found it to be very sensitive and scary as well, you know? So yeah. I do sympathize with viewers who are upset that that topic was shown. And I was upset to live through it. So, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, I know that you have your sash and crown still from your Miss Potomac, but what are your thoughts now in regards to Karen's? I know this is post reunion, so you can talk about it, but this DUI situation with Karen, like I really, it's a non-negotiable for me. Like, I just can't understand it. Where do you stand with Karen now that she's gotten this DUI?
Yeah, you know, at first when the news came out, it just was that she was in this horrible accident, right? So I did reach out to her and, you know, let her know that I'm thinking about her and hope she's okay. And, you know, she acknowledged my communication. And I like Karen. She and I have had a really good relationship. We go back and forth. And even the sash and crown was all fun and games. You know, she didn't take it seriously, and neither did I. I think the aspect of the DUI is unfortunate. And I know Karen, you know, even though I've only known her for a short period of time, she loves her mother. And I know that has been incredibly hard for her to get over. And just to hear that her mother and Mother's Day coming up had that much emotional power over her, I feel bad for her. I'm praying for her. And I hope that she resolves that and gets whatever assistance and help that she needs. And I'm here to support her.
I have a question for you, Nekka. If you're going through something, and you knew you were going to go hang out with friends where emotional things were going to happen, would you have driven your car there?
Probably not. I would just have a driver or an Uber, you know? Yeah. But she already was in an odd mental state. So I'm just going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she just wasn't thinking, right? Because sometimes we do have a lapse in judgment. But, you know, I would have a driver or a car, or I would just have someone come pick me up if I couldn't drive.
Yeah,
and my car figured out.
But the problem I have is that she took no accountability after it happened. Like, yeah, terrible things happen. We make mistakes. But then after they happen, you have to say, listen, I f***ed up. I was emotional. I was stressed. I was sad. I did the wrong thing. I'm so sorry. But she didn't do that.
As a viewer, it's
very hard for me to empathize with a person that can't take any accountability.
Yeah.
And she's the queen of making everyone take accountability. So I do look forward to hear what she has to say. I definitely don't think the statement she released is it. She is going to have to let us know what happened and what she's doing to remedy that. And I believe she will. Otherwise, she's just a hypocrite. And I don't believe her to be that.
I have a hard time when people say it's unfortunate that this happened to you. Well, no, you got drunk and got in a car and smashed into a tree or whatever she smashed into, or house or whatever.
Well, the thing that happened with Shannon was going on there.
Yes, she did the same thing.
And didn't take accountability for it. This is the problem. I had to sign a contract when I was 17 years old and I moved to California. Granted, the contract was, you're a lawyer, so you know it meant nothing, but I signed it
between
with
you and your dad. Yeah.
And my mom. Aww. And myself. And it was, if you ever get a DUI, you have to live in Indiana for the rest of your life.
Well, I'm a Midwest girl, so Indiana's not that bad.
Indiana for me was that bad.
I'm not
bad.
Sure it would hold up in court. It's enough to scare you.
I was like, sign it.
And you were getting the hell out of there.
And then I swear to you, on my life, I have not driven and drank.
You don't drive, though, period.
But I don't drive a ton. But yeah. I will never, like, not even one drink. Like, there's no, for me, there's nothing.
Good. I am looking forward to Karen's next couple of statements and her moves, because she is going to have to take responsibility or explain so we can at least understand a bit more as to how that could happen.
As an attorney, how does this affect her getting two DUIs?
You know, I don't work in that area of law. I'm an employment lawyer.
Lucky.
I know, I am. But people think that lawyers, if you're a lawyer, you know everything.
Everything, yeah, I know.
It's kind of like being a doctor, right? If you're a nose doctor, you're probably not going to figure out somebody's esophagus, right? Or whatever the case may be.
Oh, we love a brought up esophagus.
I know.
Unfortunately, that's the first thing I thought of. So.
I know. Oh my gosh. Well, I have a question. So if Robin's not going to be back, Candace isn't going to be back. We're just guessing. Mm-hmm. Who do you find your closest relationships with? Ashley's rumored as well. So.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm very close with Ashley. You know, she did screw me over with what she did.
Yeah.
And definitely, I think had she not done that, Wendy wouldn't have made the comments she made at Pickleball, which triggered me to react how I reacted. But I am close with Ashley nonetheless. I'm close with Giselle. I'm very close with Mia as well. And Karen and I are cool. I'm pretty much cool with everybody. So
have you
can
met
I
Ink?
Get your opinion on no, Mia?
I need to know if she met Ink first.
No, I haven't met Ink. Well, I was supposed to. We're all at dinner and Ink came and picked her up and he was going to come in and say hello to us, but she wouldn't let him come in. So I think we're going to have to meet him later on.
Now, was it known on the cast that she had an open relationship with Gordon?
No, it wasn't. The only one that suspected it, I believe, was Karen, right? Because she was saying that she had a rapper. I do know that Mia did discuss with us that Gordon had once proposed that they would have an arrangement if he was unable to satisfy her or something of that nature, but not that they had one in place.
But do you think that Gordon was stepping out too, and that's what he was doing at the strip clubs and stuff? Or do you think this was a soul mission by Mia? I don't know. I've always gotten the ick by Gordon. I can't help it.
I really like Gordon. He's a very smart man.
I like Gordon. I actually felt really bad for him.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Episode. I just felt
very
so
smart,
bad.
Business savvy, and he loves.
Do you think he loved
her? I think he really loves her.
I'm sure he loves her to this day.
Yeah, I feel really
guys,
sad.
I don't know why. I'm still holding on to that one episode that was like two seasons ago where he like got hammered and was like out of control. Has doing Housewives been hard on your marriage at all?
Not really. I think, you know, being a young marriage, we already have a lot of things that we're trying to work out and learn about each other. Mm-hmm. I think that it just helped me see some things that I need to be more mindful of. So I think it's probably even helped us.
Okay, so were you surprised that you were excluded from the magazine? The Monarch magazine.
Oh yeah, good question.
And do you think that this was a Mia situation or the owner of the magazine excluding you?
Well, Mia did explain to me, she sat down the same day that she told me that I wasn't going to be a part of it. And she explained that, you know, the magazine only was more familiar with them because they were already on the show and that they didn't know enough about me to really assign me an icon. So I'm going to just take her word for it. You know, Mia was really hurt by it, and she, you know, expressed her dissatisfaction with them as well, that she thought that it should be inclusive of everyone. But
I agree. I believe Mia in this point.
Yeah. Well, well, let's just say you were on the magazine. Who would your icon be?
I think Whitney Houston.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Can you give us a couple bars?
Well, I can't sing. I just said I want to sing her. I might break all of our screens if I do that. Okay.
Teddy thinks she can sing.
Well, really? No, I absolutely don't. I only hit high notes.
Just kidding. My dog's confused.
No, weren't you just singing a Whitney Houston song earlier?
Teddy? Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Final question, because we know we got to go. You moved to LA and then you started watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We need to know, as you close out, who is your favorite from Beverly Hills? If you could bring one person back, you cannot say me. I know it's really on your heart.
To be honest, I actually really did like you.
Oh, and, well, thanks.
I don't know what happened.
Like, I know, shocking. You're not there.
You were hilarious. You were very authentic. I'm really into genuine people, which is why I mentioned Robin earlier and whatnot. I thought you really brought your true self. And I also liked your relationship with Kyle.
Thank you. But yeah. Now we have to get back to the other part of the answer, which is who's your favorite.
Okay. My favorite, I don't know if I have a favorite. I liked Rinna a little bit. I thought, you know, she stirred up enough.
We love Rinna.
Yeah, she stirred up a lot of drama. So she was good. Eileen was fun.
Eileen is rumored to be coming back.
Well, let's get some more Eileen in our lives.
Yeah. Do you watch all of the franchises?
No, not really. I started off, and this is so embarrassing. I was in college, and you know, I was in University of Michigan, so it's winter.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Youngin, a youngin.
My youngin. That's why I'm just like, I need to get these babies out. My eggs are just aging as I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
You're not even a geriatric pregnancy at this point. You're
38.
Good.
Isn't 38 a geriatric 38. Pregnancy? How dare them.
No, but I was going to say that I actually started watching the show by watching Orange County, because that was the only one out at that time. So Orange County, and then I saw a little bit of Atlanta. And then when I went to LA, my friends were like, oh, you got to see Beverly Hills is out. And then I just would see things like that. But Orange County was really my love of Housewives.
Oh, wow.
Good. I'll bring you on to recap, Tamara.
Yes. When the show airs. Was there ever any part of you that wanted to be on Beverly Hills when you lived in LA?
I don't know that I ever wanted to be on any of the Housewives. I just watched it like when I was in college and I just moved on with my life. I never thought I would be on, never expected to be on. But then, you know, when I got married and moved and the opportunity came, I was like, well, why not? I have a dope ass life and I have great people around me. So why not?
I have a dope ass life and I drink champagne with my Cheerios.
I drink champagne with my prenatal vitamins.
Let's give somebody something to talk about.
In closing, if you were to say who you are closest with on Potomac, like that you would want to hang out with or go on a trip with off camera, who would it be?
That's really, really hard. Because like I said, I'm actually really close with all the ones that you regularly see me with. So I would probably say either, I was actually supposed to go on vacation with Ashley just for the weekend to the winery, to the vineyard, and I couldn't go because I had an obligation. So I do a lot of stuff with Ashley. I spend a lot of time with Charisse. I do see Robin and Giselle and call them often. And Mia, it could be any of them, honestly. Probably Charisse.
Do you think Jacqueline's going to be back? Because I did like Jacqueline.
I like Jacqueline too. I do like Jacqueline. Is she going to be back? I don't know.
Maybe do you think Deborah is going to be back?
Just kidding.
Absolutely.
Oh my god,
that was really sad.
Never, she will be never be on that show ever again.
I was really sad to see, and it really hurt my heart to watch that on our platform yesterday. And I'm glad that everyone's okay. And I think violence is never the answer. And I think people have to be very cautious when throwing hands, throwing drinks, throwing things, because you just never know how it can
spiral. Champagne bottles. Yeah.
How did Kiarna handle it in the moment?
I think it was all a blur for me. I was literally in the midst of the fight, but instantly it was just like drink toss, push to the face, drink glass thrown to Kiarna's face. And then she just a fight. It was just, they just scuffled onto the couch, then to the floor. And then there was blood. And then she was whisked away to the restroom and then into
what color dress did you have on? Cause I watched the TMZ video.
Yeah, I had a green dress. So I was to the right.
Not meant.
No.
Meant is no, she wasn't throwing down.
No, I'm trying to.
No, I don't fight.
Yeah.
It was a dark green dress. I was to the right of Deborah and right between Deborah and Kay. Kierna. Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think gave the iPhone footage to TMZ?
Oh, I don't know. Because there was a lot of people there, to be honest. There was a lot of people there. We had already wrapped. Production was done. And that's why Robin and Giselle were gone. Because, you know, Giselle had a family emergency that she had to get back home. Robin was wrapped and, you know, going home herself. We were on our way out. So I don't know. But there was a lot of people there. It could have been anyone.
Why do you think she started the fight off camera?
You know, I didn't even hear the comments that Candace allegedly made to her. So I didn't know anything was actually going on until I saw the confrontation.
So Candace started it.
You think Candace started it? Yeah.
I didn't hear anything from Candace.
Candace can be a little sharp with her tongue at times.
She can. She
can. Just a little bit.
But it's a difficult, slippery slope because she does have the right to speak and say whatever she wants to say. But some people obviously don't handle that very well.
Not today, Sesame Street.
Not today, Sesame today. Street. I did appreciate that they used that as their ad on Bravo. So thank you so much. Yeah, Bravo
I thought it was pretty funny.
I think it's crazy that name has actually taken flight. You know?
Oh, no. And they showed a commercial. They showed a commercial of Sesame Street on Bravo after the episode.
Or right after the episode aired.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Well, we have loved having you on. Anything you need from the twats, please let us know.
Yes.
Feel free to invite us to Potomac whenever. We'll just wait and we'll wait for our Bidu.
Yes. Yes, I will invite you guys and have bottles waiting for you all. And thanks for having me and thanks for your support this season. You know, you guys' ability to see the truth has been quite remarkable.
Well, we'll try not to put a hex out on you before. Thank you, NECA.
Thank you so much. Have a good week.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.